What gives you the right to interfere in another person's moral choices? Believe it or not, there's an answer to that. Hello and welcome again to Catholic Answers Focus. I'm Cy Kellett, your host, and we are in the midst of a three-part series with Carlo Broussard, apologist here at Catholic Answers, and the author of Prepare the Way, Overcoming Obstacles to God, the Gospel, and the Church. Last week, we talked about explicit arguments in favor of relativism. We continue with the various types of arguments in favor of relativism this week, where these are less explicit, Carlo. Is that a good way to say it? I'm struggling for the language. But
yeah, it is a bit difficult. I'll acknowledge that, of trying to decipher or categorize. Yeah. But the previous arguments were arguments for relativism, saying these are reasons why relativism is true.
Right.
The sorts of arguments that we want to address in this segment and in segment three are arguments that are simply put forward in favor of relativism, arguments that are put forward as reasons why we probably maybe should embrace sort of a relativistic way of thinking and live in accord with it. Maybe not necessarily proving it to be true, but just reasons that are given why we shouldn't be embracing our view of
they're trying to convince
absolutism,
us that, right, that relativism is more reasonable without
that's
necessarily
right.
proving it.
Correct.
Fair
correct.
Enough. Okay, so category two is what you call the stop interference arguments or the no interference arguments. What are these?
Yeah, just arguments to try to get people to stop from interfering with other people's beliefs or their way of their lifestyle. That is to say, to stop them from making judgments about whether or not that person's belief is false and whether or not that person's lifestyle is wrong, you see. Mm-hmm. To just, you know, leave them be, mind your own business, stop interfering with everybody type of thing. Because in as much as you go around making truth claims about truth in general, speculative truth or practical truth, right, you're sort of in a way interfering with people's way of thinking and way of living. And so these arguments are sort of put forward in order to try to get you to stop that. That's why I simply labeled them interfering arguments, because they seem to be a bit different than the third category of arguments that we're going to look at in segment three, the mean-spirited arguments. So
among the arguments, the stop interference or the no interference arguments is the first one, the thou shalt not judge argument.
right.
What is it?
Yeah, the idea that we shouldn't go around interfering with people's lives by judging their beliefs and behaviors because we're not in a position to make such judgments. And if we do, then we're being arrogant. That's sort of the driving assumption there. It's the idea, it's an appeal to intellectual humility, like who am I to judge his belief to be false? Or who am I to say that that lifestyle is wrong, you know? So we shouldn't go around making these sorts of judgments that his belief is false and his lifestyle is immoral, okay? So how do we respond? Well, first of all, if a relativist is trying to put this forward, well, then it's self-defeating because it assumes as if it's putting forward at least one absolute truth. Namely, we ought not to go around judging people's beliefs to be false and people's lifestyles to be immoral. But I think somebody could be in a position where they're not a relativist, like they're not saying there's no absolute truth or something, but just simply saying, listen, Cy, who are you to be making these judgments about people's beliefs and behaviors, right? But here's the second, and so here's how I would respond secondly, is that it's inconsistent in asserting the principle. Because in as much as you, Cy, say that I can't judge other people's beliefs, right?
Yes.
You're actually making a judgment that I ought not to judge other people's beliefs.
Right. Right. Okay.
And so you're doing the very thing that you're saying I shouldn't do.
Right.
Judge other people's beliefs to be wrong. And moreover, in as much as you're judging my belief that we can, because I believe we can make judgments, right? So in as much as you're judging my belief that we can make judgments about people's beliefs to be wrong, well, then you're being arrogant, right? If you say I'm arrogant for saying other people's beliefs are wrong, right? And I'm not having true humility. Right?
Yes.
If you say that, you're making a truth claim.
Yeah.
You're saying it is true that I shouldn't go around judging people's beliefs to be wrong. Well, if that's the case, according to your own principle, you would be just as arrogant as you're saying, I'm being for making judgments about people's beliefs and behaviors. You would be guilty of false of not having. You would be guilty of the lack of humility,
right?
Just as much as you're saying, I'm lacking humility.
It's kind of the ultimate case of do as I say, not as I do, because what you're doing is contradicting what you're saying must be done.
That's right. And it's akin to what we call in philosophy a performative self-contradiction, which says, you know, for example, I might say, I am dead, right? Well, the act of making the statement undermines, falsifies, contradicts the content of the statement. Similarly, this, you know, the person who makes this argument is saying, it is true that you ought not to be making judgments that people's beliefs are wrong, right? Well, in as much as you make that statement, you're making a judgment. You would be making a judgment about my belief, and you're saying I'm wrong. And so you'd be just as guilty of arrogance as you're saying I'm guilty of arrogance.
Well, what about the second one then, the second no interference argument, the thy shall not impose argument?
Well, we have to – and here's where questions come into play. I would simply ask you, okay, Sai, well, what do you mean by impose? You see? Do you mean physical coercion, like we shouldn't physically coerce people into believing what we believe? And if that's what you mean by impose, well, then I would agree. People ought to be free to believe certain things about reality without the threat of physical coercion, on condition that their beliefs don't lead to actions and they're not acting out those beliefs in ways that cause unnecessary harm to other human beings, right?
Right.
So even in saying that, we would agree that at least some things, there are just forms of physical coercion. So here's yet another distinction. There are some forms of physical coercion that are just.
Yes.
So you can't go around killing innocent people, can't go around stealing people's cars, and if you do, we're going to physically coerce you.
Yeah.
That's a just form of physical coercion. But if you mean we shouldn't impose our views on others if you're talking about physical coercion here in an unjust way, well, then I would agree with you.
Right.
You ought to be able to hold to your opinion without the threat of physical coercion. And this is assuming that you're not doing unjust things to other people with that belief and with that way of acting.
Okay. So that's about physical coercion, then.
Right.
So are there... that's not the only thing people mean when they say thou shalt not impose.
That's right. That's right. So obviously you say, no, I don't mean, you might say, well, I don't, if you do say, I mean physical coercion, then we would agree. Okay. And then we can take that line of thought. But you might say, well, no, by imposition, I mean we shouldn't share what we believe to be true and good with other people. Well, if that's the case, well, then once again, why are you imposing what you believe upon me? Why are you sharing with me what you believe about thy shall not impose?
Yeah.
You see? So once again, it's a double standard. You're holding me to a standard. Don't share your beliefs with other people. But yet you're doing the very thing you say I can't do. You're sharing your belief with me that we shouldn't go around imposing our beliefs on people, right?
Right, right.
So it's inconsistent in the application of its principle. Secondly, I would say, listen, Sai, truth doesn't do violence to man, right? We are made for the truth. And in as much as we acquire the truth, achieve that which we're made for, that's going to perfect us as human beings. It's going to allow us to experience happiness. It's going to help us flourish as human beings. So that's a good thing, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So in as much as I share with you what I think to be the truth and the way things really are about the world, well, then I am willing the good for you. I am trying to do something that's good for you, that you may know the truth and thus experience the happiness that you're called to experience as a human being. I view this way of thinking to be perfective of your nature as a human being. So sharing the truth doesn't do violence to people.
Yeah.
It actually is the willing of a good to the other person, which in essence, Sai, is an act of love.
Well, here is one where I feel like we have a little bit of that where does green be, slide into blue thing, because I can't constantly be sharing the truth with other people.
Right, right. We're talking about general principles here. Yeah.
So what is the person saying when they say don't impose? Are they just talking about the way you talk about these things? Or what are they saying? That's what I'm having trouble
with. That's what we have to acquire knowledge of, right?
Okay.
So we kind of hear this sound bite. Cultural saying, don't impose your beliefs on others. Well, what do you mean by impose? Physical coercion? Okay, well, if that's it, well, let's talk about that. If you mean by imposition, we shouldn't share a belief with others. If that's the case, well, then let's talk about that. Should we not share any belief? Well, no, probably not that. Okay, so maybe what you mean by imposition is don't be a jerk, right?
Yes, right.
When you're trying to share your belief with somebody. And if that's the case, well, then yet again, we have common ground. I would agree that we must discern the proper, prudent, and charitable mode and manner in which we're going to share the truth and what we think to be the way the world really is, right? So, of course, you hit the nail on the head. We can't just go around, you know, sharing our truth with everybody we meet in every circumstance.
Like in the supermarket, you're a bad parent.
You remember, we're rational human beings, right? We're human beings as a rational animal, so we got to use the intellect and exercise the virtue of prudence in order to discern the right circumstances and the right times and the right people. And we have to discern all of these things in order to know when's the proper time to do this and the right mode and the right manner in which to do this. But that we ought to share the truth, well, that in and of itself, that's a good thing, and that's a true statement, right?
Yes.
But how we're going to share the truth,
right?
And when we're going to share the truth, well, that gets a bit tricky, and there's no, you know, silver bullet for answering those questions. That comes with the virtue of prudence, and as a Christian, we'd say that comes with staying close to the Holy Spirit, right? Yeah. Allowing the Holy Spirit in our lives to move us, to give light to our minds in order to know when's the appropriate time to indeed share our beliefs with others, because we recognize that these beliefs we hold dear as Catholics is the truth. And as Jesus said in John 8:32, the truth will make you free.
Amen. All right. So those are the arguments to stop interference. So we continue with our three-part series, Arguments in Favor of Relativism. We've covered the arguments for relativism. I don't know why I'm struggling with that today. Arguments to stop interference. The third category is arguments for shutting down rational discussion. We'll do that next time with Carlo Broussard on Catholic Answers Focus. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Carlo, as you know, has been our guest, and we do this every week. And if you'll be willing to share with people that we do this, if maybe you think they'd be interested in this kind of conversation, send them over to CatholicAnswersLive.com. They can sign up for Radio Club there, and they'll get a weekly alert when there is another episode of Catholic Answers Focus available. See you next time when we finish up the arguments in favor of relativism.